好，那我们呢，打开今天我们要读的圣经。
Let's turn our Bible.
我们要读创世纪第二章。
Let's turn to the book of Genesis, chapter 2.
创世纪第二章，我们念十八节到二十四节。
And we'll read from verse 18 to 24.
在新约第二面，在旧约的第二面，圣经的第二面，最前面，创世纪。
The book of Genesis.
创世纪第二章第十八节，我们要念到第二十四节。
Chapter 2, verse 18 to 24.
好，我们早着，我们用恭敬的心来念神的话。创世纪第二章十八节，念到二十四节。
Let's read it all together.
好，我们一起来念，在旧约的第二面。创世纪第二章十八节到二十四节，好，我们一起来。耶和华神说：“那人独居不好，我要为他造一个配偶，帮助他。”耶和华神用土所造成的野地各样走兽和空中各样飞鸟，都带到那人面前，看他叫什么，那人怎样叫各样的活物，那就是他的名字。那人便给他一些新数为野地所受都起了名，只是那人没有遇见配偶帮助他。耶和华神使他沉睡，他就睡了。于是取下他的一根肋骨，又把肉合起来。耶和华神就用那人身上所取的肋骨造成一个女人，领他到那人跟前。那人说：“这是我骨中的骨，肉中的肉，可以称她为女人，因为她是从男人身上取出来的。”因此人要离开父母，与妻子联合，二人成为一体。是是，好，我们读到第二十四节。好，我们低头祷告。 Let's bow and pray. 天父，我们谢谢你，你仍然给我们在世上有连日有气息，仍然给我们有机会，让我们这些信靠你的人，我们能够侍奉你，我们能够为你而活。主啊，你仍然给世上还没有信靠你的人，仍然也给他们还有机会能够信靠你，归向你，成为你的儿女。主啊，你是爱我们的全能的神，你是创造天地宇宙的主宰。主啊，我们感谢你，你赐下了永恒的救恩，也给我们世上能够确立的家庭，让我们有夫妇能够一起，主啊，能够同心，也能够在世上能够遵循你的旨意。父神，愿今天早晨你亲自对我们说话，让我们存谦卑的心来看看主你自己对我们的心意在家庭中是如何。愿我们能够照你的话来行，有个聆听的耳朵，谦卑的心。 Father, we thank you that you still give us life, the time on earth, that we can know you and also we can serve you and also we can live for you. Oh Lord, thank you so much. May the Lord give usA commitment that we can serve you the best we can at home, at the church, at the community, and even in the nation that wherever you put us in. Oh Lord, thank you for the time that we can share, can study your word, may your Holy Spirit enlighten us so that we will enter into the truth, to know the truth, and the truth will set us free, that we can walk in liberty, in freedom, and in glory.That we can see you and experience your grace and your love. Thank you so much. Be with us in this morning. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. 弟兄姐妹们平安。
Peace to all my brothers and sisters.
今天我要跟大家分享一个题目，叫做婚姻的本质。
Today I would like to share a topic with all of you. That is the essence of the marriage.
婚姻是整个家庭的基础。
Marriage is the foundation of a home.
家庭又是社会的根本的根基。
And the home is the foundation of the whole society.
如果没有一个健康的家庭，那么就没有健康的社会。
If we have a healthy home relationship, then we have a good society.
而且这个夫妇之间的关系又是我们家庭里面的最基本的、最根本的一个关系。
Also, the relationship between the husband and wife is the most basic foundation of the home.
今天许多人迟迟的，就是好像现在越来结婚的年龄越来越晚，好像迟迟的不结婚。
Today, there's a trend that people don't get married so early.
当然有很多不同的原因。
Of course, there are many different reasons for that.
有些人说，等我完成学业，拿到这个学业以后，找到工作，那我再来结婚吧。
Somebody said that wait until I get my degree and find a good job, then I'll get married.
这种人当然他有理想，有目标。他说我达到了目标，我再来结婚。
Of course, these kind of people they have the goal set for themselves until they reach that goal, then they will get married.
他们是要结婚的，不过只是说等一等，稍微晚一点。
They want to get married, but they just want to wait until they get what they want.
但另外一种人其实不结婚，就是说他们有些人喜欢过一个自由自在、这个放荡的生活。
And the other type of people that they don't want to get married because they want to live a free life. They don't want to be bonded.
我们也知道今天的社会男女的关系非常的随便。
We know that today the relationship between a man and a woman is very casual.
今天可以在一起，明天就可以分开了。
Today you can stay together and tomorrow you go your own way.
今天说我爱你，明天就说我恨你了，我们就分手了。
Today, I love you, but tomorrow I may hate you.
你知道目前全美国有600万人，就是没有结婚的人，他们是住在一起的。
Today in America there are 6 million people they live together without getting married.
他们不叫夫妻。
They don't call husband and wife.
他们叫做同伴，就英文讲叫 partner.
And they call themselves partner.
当然他们也付水电啊，也彼此要讲好到底怎么样付了。
Of course, they have agreement to who pay what kind of bill.
不过他们不是夫妻。
But they are not couple.
另外一种人是不敢结婚了。
The third type of people that they are afraid to get married.
心里有惧怕。
They have fear in their heart.
又看到这么多人离婚。
So many people, they get divorced.
所以他们对这个婚姻的产生一个惧怕的一个惧怕感。
So they have fear toward the marriage.
所以他们立足不前了。
That's why they wouldn't dare to get married.
怕说我一结婚，我会跟他们一样，那我又要离婚了，这是很头疼的事情。
And they are afraid that if they get married, they will end up in divorce.
你知道1970年那个时候，美国人有430万人是离过婚的。
In 1970, there are 4.3 million people in America that got divorced.
1990年，就是5年前做的统计，这个离婚的人数已经超过到1500万。
And in 1990, 5 years ago, the statistics was 15 million.
换句话说，今天全美国的话，有两对结婚的，就有一对要离婚的。
In other words, every two couples that got married, one end up in divorce.
还有另外一种人是出于自私，他们不愿意结婚。
And the other type of people is they are so selfish, they don't want to get married.
他说：“我赚的钱我自己花，为什么要跟别人要让别人花呢
？”They say, "Why should I share my hard-earned money with someone else?"
我有自己的钱，我要做什么就做什么。
I have my own money. I do whatever I want to do.
为什么要跟别人分享呢
？Why do I have to share with someone else?
我跟你讲，这样的想法的年轻人是越来越多。
I think this kind of thinking in the young people is increasing every day.
因为这一代的人呢、啊，就在温室里面长大了。
Because this generation, the young people, they grow up in the sheltered life.
从来没有受过苦。
Never faced the hardship.
而且是从小要什么就有什么的。
And when they were young, they get whatever they want.
你有时候到人家里去，那个小孩子的玩具是整个房间的里面都是。
Sometimes if you visit some family, the kids' toy filled with whole room.
特别有些人夫妇都上班的，特别在大城市里面。那个玩具店的生意特别好，因为每天回来父母亲就带个玩具给孩子。
Especially in the large cities, the toys business is booming because both parents are working and when they go home, they bring a toy to the kid.
我想可能是有点安慰了，就是把一天没有见到孩子，那当然给他一点东西。
This is probably is some kind of consolation for them because they haven't seen the kids before then.
就是孩子长大的时候，他们在这长大过程中，他们从来不忧虑，就是吃什么、穿什么，他们食衣住行都非常的充足。
In the growing process, they never worry about food or eating.
然后一会开车的话，哇，马上这个父母亲就买一个名贵的跑车给他开了。
And when they are able to drive, and the parents will buy them a very expensive car.
所以这样这一代养成起来，养成是自私自利、以自我为中心的这样的一种心理。
Because of this, then this generation become very self-centered and selfish.
当然还有其他不结婚的原因呢。
Of course, there are different reasons that people don't want to get married.
也有人说我是很想结婚，不过我就是找不到适当的对象。
And some people say, I really have a desire to get married, but I just cannot find a suitable partner.
你知道今天这种现象不光是美国是这样子。
Not only this kind of situation not only happened in America.
世界各地的普遍的现象。
It's actually this kind of situation happened in every place in the world.
台湾、香港，甚至于中国大陆。
Happened in Taiwan, in Hong Kong, and mainly in China.
大陆开放的话，就是时髦就学到了。
When the mainland China was liberated, and they learned this kind of trend.
离婚率是越来越高。
The divorce rate is getting higher.
今天社会败坏的主要原因。就是这个家庭啊，已经受到很大的伤害。
The reason that this world becomes so depraved because the foundation of the family already been destroyed.
主要是因为婚姻的破碎。
Because the broken marriage.
男女的关系非常的随便，非常的混乱。
And the casual attitude toward the man and the woman.
大大的得罪神。
And they sin against God.
所以产生的后果。
That's why they had to bear the consequence.
而且人是越来越自私，越自我中心。
And people become more selfish and more self-centered.
人越来越不愿意委身。
They don't want to commit themselves.
刚刚我讲到那些人，他们住在一起，他们随时分开，这个分开了，也不用负任何责任。
Those type of people, I say a while ago, that they live together without getting married because when they separate, they don't have to bear any consequence.
所以道德是越来越的低落。
That's why morality is become decreased.
当然，有些人是不结。迟迟不结婚，但有些人离过婚，结过婚，但是却离过婚。
And somebody may get married, but before they were divorced.
那离过婚的人是受害很深的人。
And those people, they had divorce, they really got hurt.
他们心里受到很深的创伤，特别是做太太的跟这些孩子们。
Especially for the wife and the children, they really hurt by the broken marriage.
那我们做教会的，我们应该接纳这样的人。
For us as a church.We should accept this kind of people.
我们该接纳他们，应该爱他们。
We should accept them and love them.
因为我们的神也爱所有这些伤心的人。
Because our God loves all the broken people with broken hearts.
教会不仅是神的殿，是我们敬拜神的地方。
The church is not only the place to worship our Lord.
教会也是神的家，也是我们彼此相爱、彼此相顾的地方。
And church is also the place for us to love one another and to care for one another.
教会也是像医院一样。就是来到这里的伤心的人能够得到安慰。
A church is just like a hospital. For the people who come here, their heart will be healed.
软弱人能够得到坚固。
And the weak one will be strengthened.
那身体有疾病的能够在这里能够得到医治。
And for the physical illness, their body will be healed.
在主耶稣面前，神接纳所有的人来到面前，他一个都不拒绝。
God, Jesus Christ, who accept everyone who come before him.
刚刚我们说读了经，我们知道婚姻是神所设立的。
And a while ago, from the passage we just read a while ago, that the marriage was set by God.
圣经告诉我们只有一个例外，就是不要结婚的一个例外。
And in the Bible, there's only one exception that if you don't want to get married.
就是你要全时、全时间、全心全意来侍奉神的那种人。
It's only for those people they want to devote it with their whole heart and their whole mind to God.
不仅你有这样的心，还有你有守独身的那个恩赐。
Not only you have to have this kind of desire, also you have to have the gift to be that way.
这是哥林多前书第七章25-35，马太福音19:11-12，你们回去自己看这一段。
It's recorded in the First Corinthians chapter 7.
如果你没有这个守独身的恩赐，如果你没有说神啊，我要全。分别为圣，自己一生一世全时间把我自己专注来侍奉你的话，那最好还是结婚。
If you don't have this kind of gift to be abstain for all your life, also want to devote all your life to the Lord, then it's better for you to get married.
因为结婚是神设计给人过一个正常的生命的一个正常的过程。
Because this is a normal process given by God.
如果我们不结婚，只是为自己而活，那么说实在，生命就没有什么多大的意义。
If you just live for yourself without getting married, then your life becomes meaningless.
我们要为我们所爱的人，为神的国，来为他而活，我们的生命才有真正的价值。
We should live for the people we love and also for God's kingdom.
全能的神，他知道我们的本相。
Our Almighty God, He knows us well.
他知道我们怎么样过，怎么样日子是最好的。
He knows what kind of life is best for us.
如果我们愿意照他的设计去行的话，那么是绝对不错的，不会错的。
If we walk according to His plan for us, then nothing is going to go wrong.
如果我们偏行歧路，照自己的计划去做，那么这个结果是不太好的。
If we only do what we want to do, then you are going to face the consequence.
那么让我们从神的话里面，我们来看看婚姻的本质是什么。
Then let's see what is the essence of the marriage.
就是根据我们刚刚所读的创世纪第二章十八节到二十四节里面，我们来看看神的心意是怎么样。
Let's see from the verse 18 to 24, what is God's desire for us?
第一个，婚姻是神给人的最美好的礼物。
First, marriage is the best gift from God to all of us.
在创世纪我们刚刚读的那一段里面，特别二十二节、二十三节，我们再来看一下。
Let's read again from the verse 22 and 23.
这里告诉我们，耶和华神就用那人身上所取的肋骨，造成一个女人，领她到那人跟前。那人说：“这是我骨中的骨，肉中的肉，可以称她为女人，因为她是从男人身上取出来的。”
Verse 22 and 23.
妻子是神给先生的珍贵的礼物。
The wife is a precious gift from God to man.
先生也是神给妻子的宝贵的礼物。
And likewise, husband is a precious gift to, is a precious gift to.
所以，当我们结婚的时候，从结婚开之前，结婚开始，一直到一生一世，我们常常要珍惜，常常心存感恩。神啊，你给我这样的礼物，这么宝贵的礼物，要珍惜。
So from the day you get married, you should give this, you should have this kind of thankful heart to God that you give me this precious gift.
而且要彼此的接纳，而且终身的接纳。
You have to accept each other.
而且彼此的珍惜。
And treasure each other.
第二个，婚姻是神继续创造他的创造的工作的一部分。
And also, marriage is part of God's creation.
是神创造秩序的一环。
And this is a part of the creation that he gave to us.
在创世第二章第十八节，这里说，耶和华神说，那人独居不好，我要为他造一个配偶帮助他。
From the verse 18, he said, "It is not good for the man to be alone. I will make a helper suitable for him."
在二十节的后头那里，他说，只是那人没有遇见配偶帮助他。
So on the 20s, they don't say that he didn't find a suitable helper.
神说，男人独居不好，他应该。我要找个女人来帮助他。
Because God said it's not good for men to live alone, so He tried to find a suitable helper for him.
如果我们看再看一下《创世纪》第一章第二十七、二十八，我们来看一下。
Let's turn to the
在圣经的第一面。
Turn to chapter one, verse 27 and 28.
我们一起来念这两节。好，我们一起来。神就照着自己的形象造人，乃是照着他的形象造男造女，神就赐福给他。又对他们说，要生养众多，遍满地面，治理这地，也要管理海里的鱼、空中的鸟和地上各样的活物。那这里让我们看到婚姻，神告诉我们要生养众多。
Also from here, like God tells us that we should be fruitful.
第二个就是神给人的使命，就要治理遍地，治理地上。
And second command from God is we should subdue it.
神要我们做他的好的管家。
He wants us to be faithful housekeeper.
所以我们男人独居是不好，一个人独居是不好。
That's why it's not good for a man to live alone. It's not good for us to live alone.
一定要有帮助，所以神造个女人来帮助男人。
We need a good helper. That's why God made a good helper for the man.
这里让我们看到神造我们这些姐妹的用意是怎么样，就是要来帮助先生来侍奉神，来治理神的家。
The reason God have a wife for us is so they can help the husband.
第三个，婚姻是一个圣洁的一个结合。
Also, the marriage is a holy united together.
夫妻的关系是非常圣洁的。
It's very holy between the husband and wife.
而且夫妻的关系是一生一世的关系。
Also, this kind of the relationship is a whole lifelong commitment.
英文这么讲说 ，one man, one woman, and one lifetime， 是一个终身的、一生一世的在一起的一个关系。
It's a whole lifelong commitment.
而且是人际之间所有的关系里面是最亲密的关系。
Also, it's the most intimate relationship of the human being.
而且如果神允许的话，夫妇之间的关系是长久的，有人可在一起这个六十年、八十年那么长的时间。
Also, if it's God allowed, the relationship between husband and wife is a long time relationship.
我们跟父母在一起的时间，也许二十年、三十年，大概就离开了。
We probably spend 20 or 30 years with our parents, they will leave home.
所以创世纪第二章二十四节这里告诉我们，因此人要离开父母，与妻子联合，二人成为一体。
That's why That's why in Genesis 2:24 say, for this reason a man will leave his father and mother and be united to his wife.
这种结合是一种男女之间是一个异性的结合。
This is the opposite sex united together.
不是同性恋。
It's not a homosexual.
而且要离开父母。
And also, they should leave their parents.
这个意思不是说我们跟我们父母断绝所有的关系。
It doesn't mean that we cut off the relationship with our parents.
这不是说断绝我们脱离我们的责任，对父母的责任。
It doesn't mean that you have no more responsibility towards your parents.
我们仍然要孝顺我们的父母。
We should obey and respect our parents.
我们父母有需要的时候，我们仍然要供应他们、供养他们、帮助他们。
When our parents are in need, we need to provide.
离开父母不是关系的断绝。
To leave our parents, it doesn't mean the end of the relationship.
而是一个优先次序的一个变动，一个变更。
Rather, it's a to set up your priority.
就是说，夫妻之间的关系啊，比儿女跟父母的关系要来的更加的密切，更加的重要。
Rather, the relationship between husband and wife is far above the relationship between your parents and with your children.
像个小鸟一样，小鸟在这个母巢里面，它长大，它就飞了，它就离开了。
Just as a little bird, when they grow up, they'll leave their nest and fly away.
然后他就找到另外一个异性的鸟，让他们一起去筑一个巢，他们有自己的家。
And then when they find their partners, they will build another nest and start their own family.
今天许多家里的悲剧就是做父母或者公公婆婆了，不了解这个道理，这个真理。
Today, a lot of tragedy because of the parents or their grandparents, they couldn't understand this kind of relationship.
孩子结婚以后，父子母子的关系仍然跟这个夫妻关系在那边竞争，在那边这个相争。
After the kids get married and they fight for the attention.
有些人还哭着说：“这个我这个儿子不再是我的了。
”And some of the parents even cry, say, "My son doesn't belong to me anymore."
所以婆媳争吵相争，就这些事情往往是这样产生。
And the fight between the in-law.And also the husband and wife, all because of this.
许多的家庭悲剧也是这样产生。
And many tragedies because of this.
你知道我们中国人都挺喜欢看这个戏的话，都是悲剧的，最喜欢看。
You know, we Chinese really like to see the movies end in tragedy.
特别在台湾的话，看这个歌仔戏啊，里面都是苦了，公婆婆跟媳妇啊，很多这个弄不清楚的关系。
Especially in Taiwan, and it's a lot of stories based on the disharmony between the mother-in-law and daughter-in-law.
我看特别有一些做太太最喜欢看。
Especially a lot of wives, they just love to watch this kind of drama.
我想因为看那个戏的话，跟他们就是有共鸣。
I think the reason they love to watch because they can relate that kind of situation.
所以平常就是看这个戏的话，他也是掉眼泪啊、哭啊，就是很可怜，就是跟他好像很类似。
So they cry with those actresses or actors in the drama.
从圣经的观点来看
，Let's see from the Bible's point of view.
所有世人之间的关系，没有一个关系比夫妇之间的关系更加的亲密。
There's no other relationship is more intimate than the husband and wife.
除了我们跟神的关系以外，没一个关系能够超过夫妇之间的关系。
There's no other relationships.Is more intimate than the husband and wife.
因此，我们做父母的小孩子长大以后，一结婚的话，我们应该推到后面去了。
That's why when the kids they get married, we as the parents should step aside.
我们当然还可以做他们的顾问呢，但是不要再去干涉他们小两口的事情。
Of course, so we can give our advice to them, but we should not interfere with their family affairs.
让他们去试做他们自己的决定。
Let them make their own decisions.
我们当然只是继续了，当然我们希望一生的我们继续为他们祷告。
Of course, we should pray for them for all the time.
何况孩子长大以后，我们的责任也了了。
And when the kids grow up, we finish our responsibility.
当然能够帮助了，在各方面金钱各方面能够帮助他们，我们还是应该能帮助他们。
Of course, we should still support them if they need us in financial or emotional.
但基本上。神给我们的托付已经完了，我们应该再归还给神了。把这个孩子，他们应该属于神的了。
So when they get married, that we already finished the job that God gave to us, and we should return to them.
而且要离开父母跟妻子来结合。
That's why they should leave their parents and be united with his wife.
与妻子结合，而且要合成一体，结成一体。
to be united to his wife and they become one flesh.
所以婚姻的关系是一个一体的关系。
So the relationship in the marriage is a unity.
这个联合，这个结合的意思，原来原文的意思，如果英文来讲叫 cleaving， 就是 cleaving。
To be united means cleaving.
这个是什么意思呢？
What does it mean?
所以说就是说呢，两片木材的话，两片木头不同的木材用强力胶把它连在一起。
That means two pieces of lumber was put together with a glue.
两片木材还有原来它本质它的个性都还有，但是现在呢只是连在一起 ，OK， 变成两个变成一个。
Two pieces of lumber they have their own characteristic. Now they are glued together.
意思是永远不再分开。
That means they will never separate again.
无论任何情况，一生一世，永远不再分离，不再分开。
No matter under what kind of situation, they should never separate.
当我们结婚的时候，在神的面前、神的面前这样立志的时候，就是说这一生的一个誓言，就是我们永远不再分开。
The day when we get married, we proclaim up before God and also before the people that we are going to stay together.
同时，我们不仅是夫妻一体的关系，同时我们也知道先生太太。他们有个别的个性，他们有个别的那个不同的材料，他们有他们一生的潜力，他们有不同的。我们应该彼此帮助，能够发挥每一个人夫妻之间的潜力，一生来侍奉神。
Not only they become one flesh, because a husband and wife they all have their own characteristics, so they should develop. Each one should develop their utmost potential.
这个关系不是说结婚以后还是你走我的，我各走东西，不是这个意思。
It's not that after you get married, you still walk your own way.
结婚以后，我们一定要有相同的目标。
After we get married, we should have the same goal.
我们有相同的生命的目标，相同的永恒的目标。
We should have same goal that for our eternity.
而且我们能够同心同行，我们能够同步。
Also, we should walk together.
朝着这相同的目标来前进。
And toward the goal we have.
还有要同住，一定要住在一起。
Also, the next thing is they should live together.
所以夫妻最好不要分开，分两个地方工作。
That's why it's best not for the husband wife not to separate and work in two different places.
当然是短期过渡时期特别的情况之下，那这种情形，那么短期是勉强是可以。
If it's but of course, if it's a short period of time under the exception, it's okay.
但是如果长期分开，这是非常危险的事情。
But to separate for a long period of time is very dangerous.
很容易一件失态，而且很容易出问题。
It's very easy to be tempted and has problem coming.
神给我们人婚姻的一个设计，就是要夫妻实际的要住在一起，要同住。
The plan of God for us is for the husband and wife to live together.
不仅是同住在一个房子里面，而且还要同床。
Not only to live under the same roof, but to live to share the same bed.
就不能分床，连分床都不行了。
They cannot even sleep in a separate bed.
除非有一个条件，就是分房的一个唯一的条件，就是说呢，他要专心祷告的时候，但是两个人要同意，说我今天要专心祷告，那我们暂时分房，这样可以。
If they want to sleep in a separate bed, only under one condition is that one partner is going to devote his time or her time for the prayers.
我们来看一下哥林多前书第七章好了，我们翻到第七章。
Let's turn to the First Corinthians chapter 7.
我们念第一节到第五节。
Verse 1-5.
在新约234面。哥林多前书第七章，我们念第一节到第五节。
First Corinthians chapter 7, verse 1-5.
哥林多前书在新约234面。好，我们找着，我们用恭敬的心来念神的话，我们一起来论到你们信上所提的事。我说男不拘女倒好，但要免淫乱的事。男人当各有自己的妻子，女子也当各有自己的丈夫，丈夫当用合宜之分待妻子，妻子待丈夫也要如此。妻子没有权柄主张自己的身子，乃在丈夫；丈夫也没有权柄主张自己的身子，乃在妻子。夫妻不可彼此亏负，除非两厢情愿，暂时分房，为要专心祷告方可以，以后仍要同房。免得撒旦趁着你们情不自禁引诱你们。好，我们读在这里，就是神讲的话。
We'll stop right here.
所以我们夫妻要 离开父母，二人要结合成为一体。
That's why we should leave our parents and be united to each other.
这告诉我们要离开这个先生太太，离开他们原来的家庭。
This tells us that we should leave our own home.
要组成一个独特的一个新的家庭。
And to establish another new home.
不仅是一个家庭，而且在各种关系上，特别是在性关系上，也是要专一的，而且是独有的。
Also, not only to live together, also that regards to the sex life.
在创世纪第二章二十三节那里，那人说。这是我的骨中的骨，肉中的肉。
And from the Genesis 2:23 say this is now bone of my bones and the flesh of my flesh.
先生跟太太关系就像骨中的骨，肉中的肉一样。
Their relationship just like bone of my bones.
妻子单单属于先生。
The wife only belongs to the husband.
先生单单属于他妻子。
And likewise, the husband belongs to.
不仅是一个身体的相属。
Not only the physically.
而且也是我们心灵里面的意愿。
Also, it's our desire in our heart.
所以我们在神面前，我们一生一世的誓言。
So this is the commitment before God.
而且婚姻是一生一世永远的委身。
So, and also, marriage is a lifelong commitment.
在马可福音第十章第九节这里这么说：所以神所配合的，人不可分开。
Also, in Mark 10:9 say, therefore, what God has joined together.That man not separate.
马拉基书第二章第十六节，我们来看一下好了。马拉基书就是旧约的最后一本书。马拉基书。
Let's turn to Malachi, chapter two.
你们如果翻到旧约的最后一本书，马拉基书第二章第十六节。
Chapter two, verse 16, is the last book of the Old Testament.
我们从第十五节来念马拉基书。在旧约一千一百二十四面。
Malachi chapter two, let's start from verse 15.
马拉基书第二章十五节到第十六节。好，我们一起来，我们从十四节开始念好了。
Let's start from verse 14.
好，我们一起来，你们还说这是为什么呢？因耶和华在你和你月年所娶的妻中间做见证，他虽是你的配偶，又是你盟约的妻。你却以诡诈待他，虽然神有灵的余力能造多人，他不是单造一人吗？为何只造一人呢？乃是他愿人得千乘的后裔，所以当谨守你们的信，谁也不可以诡诈待幼年所娶的妻。耶和华以色列神说，休妻的事何以强暴待妻的人，都是我所憎恶，所以当谨守你们的信，不可行诡诈。这是万军之耶和华说的。好，这就是神讲了一句话，我们一定要夫妻在一起，永远不可以再分开。
This is what the Lord God said that husband and wife should stay together and should never separate.
我们应该持守圣经的这样的一个关系，神给我们的心意的一个圣洁不可分开的关系。
We should keep this kind of relationship. That's God's desire that we should never separate.
这是我们夫妻之间的彼此的委身一个责任，一个重任。
This is a commitment between husband and wife.
而且我们尽最大力量来保守这样的关系。
And we also wish to make every effort to keep this.
而这种关系将来我们夫妻之间，我们要对神有一天要交账，要来对他负责。
Also, one day we are going to give account of what we have done.
最后一点我要提到，虽然这是神的心意，但是呢，我们也知道我们所结婚的人，我们男女，我们都是人，我们是不完全的。
And we all know that this is God's desire, but we all know that we are.Not perfect people.
所以我们才需要这本圣经，我们才需要圣灵来帮助我们。
That's why we need this Bible and the Holy Spirit to help us.
因为我们都是罪人。
Because we are all sinners.
我们都是不完美。
We are imperfect.
我们都是有缺点的。
We all have our own weakness.
两个男女来自不同的家庭、不同文化背景、不同个性、不同习性，现在要在一起，要过一辈子，一定有很多问题会产生。
It is understandable that we are going to face many.Difficulties in our marriage because we all come from different backgrounds.
但怎样能够让我们一生一世，无论在吵架，无论有什么事情，在不如意的事情，永远不再分开的？那个最重要的关键就在我们彼此的完全的委身。
The key point that no matter under what kind of situation, we'll never separate because it's a lifelong commitment.
要彼此的尊重，要彼此的接纳。
We should respect each other.
接纳他的个性，他的样子，他怎么样子，我都接纳他。
Accept the way or she is,
而且要彼此的饶恕
and to forgive each other,
彼此的欣赏，彼此的常常有沟通
and to admire each other and to have a good communication.
是一种终身的一个委身在神的面前。
It's a lifelong commitment before God.
无论是逆境，无论顺境，无论是伤心喜乐的时候，无论有时候吵架不愉快的时候，对妻子先生，我们是永远的一生，永远的委身。
No matter what kind of situation we are under, it's a lifelong commitment between husband and wife.
如果我们有这样的委身，整个社会、整个家庭、整个国家就完全不一样。
If everyone had this kind of commitment, then our society and our country would be different.
如果我们灵性越来越好，愿意照神的话做的话，那么夫妻之间那个争吵的机会也会越来越减少。
If we want to do according to what God wants us to do, then our relationship between husband and wife would be.
夫妻怎么能够同心呢？圣经告诉我们要以主耶稣的心为心。那每个人都以耶稣为心，照圣经的原则，那我们就可以同心，在圣灵的帮助下，我们越来同心，越来能够荣耀神。
How can a husband and wife have the same heart? Is to have the Jesus heart as our heart.
所以你们年轻人还没结婚，你们好好要考虑。你们就要结婚的话，这一结婚下去就是一生一世的关系。
So for those young people, they are not married yet. You have to be careful because this is a lifelong commitment.
而且要找对的，要照圣经的原则，要好好祷告。现在你们还没结婚，要天天祷告，为你们配偶祷告。
And you should pray constantly for your future spouse according to God's will.
你知道离婚的主要原因就是不相配。
A lot of time, the divorce is because incompatible.
原来是很配啊，哦，所以我们结婚，哇，多好。现在过一段时间，哇，我们不相配了。
Originally they are so compatible to each other, but after a while it become very incompatible.
觉得先生或太太现在不配我了。
And they find out the husband or the wife is not good for me anymore.
你看我现在是博士了。
Look at me, I have a PhD now.
我太太只有高中毕业，这个专科毕业。
My wife only have a high school diploma.
现在我是大老板了，我太太还只是家庭主妇而已。
I'm a big boss in a company, and my wife is only a housewife.
现在我是大经理，我是大教授了。
I'm a very famous professor.
我是大科学家了。
I'm a great scientist.
我的太太还是黄脸婆一个。
My wife is still like an ordinary husband.
怎么跟我走出去呢？公司要开 party， 这摆不上门呢。
She becomes so unpresentable, especially when we go out to have for the company's party.
你知道我在探访的话，最近我觉得有一些特别大陆来的同学、台湾来的同学也是一样，非常伟大。就是刚刚来的时候，太太拼命的打工，让先生去读了好多年，拿到 PhD.
It happened many times when I visit the mainland China students.The wife came here and tried to make a lot of money to support the husband to finish their school.
所以你们不要，我劝你们做先生的，然后 PhD 不要看轻你们的太太。
So when one day those husbands when they receive their PhD, don't look down your wife.
你们在毕业典礼拿 PhD 的那个奖状，应该马上交给太太，她应该拿的。
The day when you receive your degree, you should give that diploma to your wife.
但是也有许多做太太的为自己的事业，为了他们的 career。
But still, there are some wives that they only care about their own career.
他们在公司里面非常的 aggressive， 非常积极。
They work very hard, very aggressive in their company.
我在美国公司做，我看过很多女孩子是这样子。
When I was working in a company, I saw many women just like that.
当然，积极不是不好的事情。
Of course, to be aggressive is not the best.
但是我们要正确的那种积极的态度。
But we should have the right attitude.
英文讲要 right kind of aggressive.
We should have the right kind of aggressive.
那有些女孩子也很会争啊，拼命这个争位置，向上爬。
And there are many women that they just fight for their own right and try to get promotion.
也有的后来就当到经理的，当到位置是蛮不错的。
And some of them even reach a high rank in the company.
但她先生还是小雇员一个。
And but their husband still is an ordinary employee in the company.
跟先生的这个目标啊。越来越走，越来越远。
It looks like they are working on the two different goals in their life.
如果我们把我们自己的职业看成比家庭、比夫妻的关系更重要的话，那已经开始这个种下可能要有一些悲剧要产生。
If you value your career more important than your family, then you are going to start to have problems.
每一步要做决定，父母要怎么走，要往哪里申请工作，要什么，一定要同心祷告，一起来寻求两个人同意。同心，那这样神一定祝福。
Every step in your life, the decision you want to make, you should pray together, and then you get the blessing.
要不然你做我的，你做你的，我做我的，那么将来有一天这个地位身份相距就越来越远。
otherwise, if you each one walk their own way, then one day you realize the distance between those two become greater and greater.
真的是越来越不相配，所以有一天只有分道扬镳了。
And really get to the point that really incompatible, and they end up in divorce.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们
，My dear friends and brothers and sisters.
神的话告诉我们，结婚的人应该以家庭为重。
That's God's instruction to us. We should value our family first.
我们要极力维持夫妻之间的关系。
We should do every effort to maintain the husband and wife's situation.
这是我们最高的优先之一。
This is our priority.
让我们今天重新来回想一下，当时我们结婚的时候，我们所立下的誓言是怎么样。
Let's meditate once again that the day we got married, what kind of pledge we have for each other.
如果你们是在教堂结婚的，我想你们大概记得，大概牧师啊会让你们誓言的会有这段话。
If you got married in the church, I'm sure that you remember this.
他们说，无论是健康或疾病
，It's for health or for the illness.
无论是贫穷或者富足
for the wealth or the poverty.
无论是顺境或者逆境
for better or for worse.
除非是死亡
Unless the death comes,
否则永远不分开
we should never separate.
我们都不完全我们知道我们是蒙恩的罪人
we are all incomplete, we are all sinners.
但是我们只要 有彼此终身的委身
But if we have this kind of faithful commitment,
神一定帮助我们
God will help us.
那个外表肉体的吸引力也许不会持久
The outwardly appearance may not last forever
夫妻之间彼此不仅是爱人不仅是情人
The husband and wife's relationship not only a lover
我觉得最近我理会到一点
Recently I understand one thing
能够维持这个长久的一生的就是夫妻要变成最好的朋友
If you want to keep this kind of relationshipthe spouse between them, they should become a good friend.
我以前从来没想到说，哎，夫妻应该要是最好的朋友。
Before I never thought about that, the husband and wife should be.
好像夫妻在一起都是一些 obligation， 好像就是反正你做的就是这些事情。
For me, before it was a lot of obligations between husband and wife.
好朋友才能够持久。
But only good friends, the relationship can last.
如果是爱人的话，情人这个不会维持太久了。
If you just love someone, the relationship is not going to last.
当我们继续的求神帮助我们继续是我们爱人情人，但是我觉得能够维持更久的，就是我们的彼此之间的友谊，那种是我们最好的朋友。
Of course, may God help us to love our spouse. But the thing is, in order to have the long-lasting relationship, you should become good friends.
怎么样来维持这样的一个友谊的关系呢
？How are we going to maintain this kind?
第一个，我们要相同的信仰。
First of all, we should have the same faith.
我们要一起能够信靠主，我们一起来走天路。
We should believe in God and to walk in the heaven.
除了我们自己努力外，有神帮助我们。
Not only we should work hard ourselves, but God will help us too.
而且我们是最好的朋友，我们友情是越来越深。
And also we are good friends, and our relationship become better.
越喜欢在一起。
We love to be together.
那么友情当然需要时间来培养。
Of course, the relationship need time to cultivate.
更需要我们彼此来付出代价。
And also we need to pay for the price.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们。
My dear friends,
无论过去我们是婚姻是怎么样，是成功或失败也好，都没有关系。
It really doesn't matter what kind of relationship you had before, either bad or good.
世界上没有一个真正完美的婚姻。
Because there is no perfect marriage in this world.
但是我们那是我们的目标，因为我们神他愿意帮助我们。
But this is our goal because God will help us.
我们过去的错误，我们求神赦免。
Any mistake we made before, we ask God's.
让我们从今天开始，我们靠神的帮助，我们愿意学习夫妇之间好好的学习。
And from this day on, with God's help, we like to learn the relationship between husband and wife.
那么忘记背后，我们努力面前。
Let's forget what is behind and work for what is ahead.
神在我们在他的恩典之下，他常常给我们第二次的机会，甚至第三次的机会。
Under His grace, He always gives us second or the third times chance.
不要说算了，这个老头子或是这个已经没有用了放弃了一点希望都没有
and don't give us this my old man is there's no hope I just giving up
不要放弃我们继续的我们彼此的祷告我们当然更重最基本的就是彼此能够完全的信靠主成为真正基督化的家庭
we should never give up and we should trust in the Lord and let him help us
亲爱的同学朋友们
，My dear friends，
你快乐吗
？Are you happy？
每个人都想得到真正的快乐。
That's everyone's desire to be happy。
可是你真正的快乐吗
？But are you really happy？
昨天我们在查经的时候，在徐姐妹家谈到说，你真正有安息，真正内心有真正那个心灵里头的平安吗
？Last night we have a family fellowship and was one topic was do you really have a rest in mind？
多年来，许多的财主富翁，他们就是烦恼，他们因为烦恼，因为忧虑，所以呢，很多人用可怕的方法，他们自杀。
There were so many rich people, so they worry so much, they end up they commit suicide.
他们能够享受山珍海味。
They were able to enjoy the good food.
他们有很漂亮的衣服可以穿。
They have good clothes to put on.
他们住很华美的这个。很壮丽的这个住宅这个房子
and they live in a beautiful home.
也有名贵的汽车
and they have nice car.
再来讲世界上他要得到的大概都得到了
For the worldly viewpoint that they seems like they got everything.
但是他们心里仍然没有真正的满足平安喜乐
But in their mind, in their heart, they never had the peace and the joy.
有一个年轻人他立志要做一个将来做成为一个大事业家
There was a young man that he decided early his age that he wanted to make big in his life.
所以他积极请教那个我们大家就知道很有名的洛克菲勒，那个 Rockefeller， 他很有名的这位可以说是亿万富翁。
And so he went to see Mr. Rockefeller.
他就问他说：“你怎么样工作？你到底怎么样能够得到这么多的财产
？”And he asked you, "How did you acquire all those things?"
那洛克菲勒就把他一生的经历啊，怎么样赚钱做事业，告诉了他。
So Mr. Rockefeller told him how he made money and his personal experience.
那这年轻人听了以后，就表示非常对他非常的倾慕，非常的羡慕。
So after Mr. Rockefeller told this young man, and this young man really showed his admiration.
他就对洛克菲勒说：“那么你现在一定是很满足的，很快乐，不需要有任何的东西。”
So this young man told him that you must be very satisfied of what you have, and you have nothing you want anymore.
洛克菲勒回答这个年轻人说：“不对的，相反的，我正在为要得了更多的东西来在烦恼呢。”
But Mr. Rockefeller replied, "Say, on the contrary, I wanted more."
是的，我们需要金钱，我们需要食物来维持我们的生存。
That's right. That we need money and food to survive.
我们需要房子，我们需要衣服来穿。
We need clothes and we need a house to live on.
这些东西虽然是我们生活上所需要的
，Those are the necessities in our life.
但不是我们得平安、得快乐的真正的条件。
But this is not the condition that for you to have peace and joy.
相反呢，我们可以看，有些贫穷人比有钱的人更快乐。
Actually, you can see a lot of poor people. They are happier than those rich people.
许多有钱人反而一生烦恼，反而一天到晚愁眉苦脸。
And a lot of the rich people they worry all the time.
快乐是一种心灵的状态。
And to have happiness is the state of your mind.
一个真正快乐的人是心灵有平安，而且对将来有盼望的人，永生有盼望的人。
The person who are happy is they have peace in their mind, also they have hope in their future.
快乐不能用金钱买到。
And you cannot buy happiness with money.
也没办法，因为我们事业成功，你就可以来赚得。
And if when you are successful.In your career cannot bring you happiness either.
所以，如果一个人想在钱财、名利、地位、物质方面要来找快乐的话，那结果必然一定是失望的。
So if anyone they want to find happiness in the money or the career, they will surely going to be disappointed.
那快乐的秘诀是在哪里呢
？What's the secret of being happy?
心灵的喜乐是从哪里来呢？如果我们能够找到这样的秘诀，我们就可以找到心灵的平安，心灵的喜乐。
If we can find this kind of secret, then you can find the peace in your heart.
你愿意得到这个秘诀吗
Do you want to get this kind of secret?
圣经告诉我们，因为罪的缘故，就是阻挡了我们得到真正的平安喜乐。
In the Bible, it tells us because of the things we have, it separates us to get the.
因为罪恶常常在我们心中作祟
Because sin is always in our heart.
成为我们得到喜乐的绊脚石
It's an obstacle for us to get the happiness.
罪恶叫人意志软弱
So make us weak.
叫我们良心灰暗
to make us disappointed.
叫我们做罪的奴仆，做罪的奴隶。
So we become the slave of the sins.
而且最会败坏人的人格。
Also deprave our morality.
而且罪恶最后是带来我们死亡的结局。
And also lead us to death.
那么罪恶是什么呢？
What is sin?
就是我们该做的我们没有去做，该行的没有去行。
That is something we need to do, we didn't do.
知道行善而不去行，就也是罪。
If you know what is a good deed and you don't carry that out, that is sin.
我们不认识神，我们没有达到神要我们在世上生活的标准，也是罪。
We cannot reach to the goal that God set it to for us, that is sin.
我们违反神所定的律法也是罪。
When we sin against God's law, that is sin.
不相信耶稣基督更是罪。
If you don't believe in Jesus Christ.That is sin.
我们不敬拜神，不荣耀神，也就是我们的罪。
When we do not worship God or give glory to Him, then that is sin.
圣经告诉我们，世人都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀。
In the Bible, it tells us, "For all have sinned and fall short of glory of God."
又说，罪的工价乃是死。
Because the wages of sin is death.
假如我们能够找到解决罪的办法，那我们就可以走这条快乐的永生的道路。
If we can find a way to solve the problem of sin, then we can find this happiness.
那有人说，哎呀，教育，哇，好好把这些人教育好了，他们就不会犯罪了。
And some people say, let's use education. If you educate these people good enough, they will never commit sin.
实际上，我们都知道，这些越有学问的人啊，他们犯罪的那个手段越高明，犯罪越大。
Actually, we all know that for those people, they are well educated. When they commit sins.They are even sinner than anyone else.
只是那些笨的人犯罪才被抓到。
And only those dumb people when they commit sin that they get caught.
那有些人说用道德的纪律可以吧？可以让人可以越来越不犯罪。
And someone even said that let's use moral standards to prevent that.
我们大家都清楚，这个还是不行的，行不通的。
And we all know that it is not feasible either.
那边用法律好了，抓到就罚。
Then let's use the law that if someone get caught, then let's punish him.
但是我们知道法律也不能阻止人去犯罪。
And we all know that even the laws cannot prevent people to commit crime.
而且有人讲一句话说，这个法律越严的话，犯罪是越厉害。
And someone even said that if you have a severe punishment, people commit even more crime.
当然，教育、法律这个道德都是好的。
Of course, education and the law they are all good.
但是这些不能解决我们根本罪的问题。
But those cannot solve the fundamental problem.
唯独照神的办法，就是在耶稣基督里面，在他的宝血里面，我们罪才能够得到解决。
It's only under Jesus Christ's precious blood that the sin can be changed.
所以说他是全能的神，神的独生子，为了解决我们的罪的问题来到世上。
Jesus Christ is the only Son of God.
他从天上来到地上。
He came from the heaven to the earth.
他从无限的当中来到我们有限的人类的历史地理里面来。
He came from the infinite to the limited place.
他代替我们的位置，本来我们该死的，我们都是罪人。但是呢，他替我们死，死在十字架上。
He replaced our place because we need to face to the death.
他流出的宝血，使所有相信他的人，我们的罪就不可以被那宝血所洗净。
And for whoever believed in him, that he will clean our sin.
唯有信靠他，我们罪才能够得到赦免。
Only believe in him that our sins will be forgiven.
因为所有的罪啊，虽然我们可能对不起人呢，或者是在社会里面的，但是真正罪的用意是。